You are going to hear part of a radio interview with a man called Simon, who is a usability expert. For questions 24 to 30, choose the correct answer, A, B or C. You have 1 minute to look at part four.
This evening, we're talking to usability expert Simon Baldwin. Simon, what exactly is usability?
It's about how objects are designed, and if they're designed in a way that makes them as effective and simple to use as possible. It's about designing from the point of view of the user, rather than creating something that just looks attractive.
Could you give us an example of good design?
Yes, sure. The traditional potato peeler. The old-fashioned knife with a shortish blade at a 90-degree angle and a slot down the length of the blade. You can see by looking at it how it works. People have been using it for years because it's uncomplicated. And it works. It looks unimaginative, but unlike some modern gadgets, it's very easy to use.
What about an example of a poor design?
Yes. I was trying to withdraw money from a cash machine at my bank the other day. They'd changed the order of instructions on the screen so that the most common choices, like asking for money, were at the top of the list, which was great. But the screen had also been changed. It was at an angle that reflected light so badly that it was difficult to see.
What kind of things do you assess for usability?
Well, I used to work with companies making household appliances, but recently usability has become important in software design and websites, which is the area I'm involved in now.
What's the biggest mistake made by website designers?
There are some technical issues which are important, but I suppose, to put things simply, you must be able to find your way around a website easily. Anything that makes this difficult is going to cause problems. People shouldn't rush the planning stage.
Is it a difficult area to find work in?
Quite the opposite, actually. In the past, companies were less concerned about usability, but now they realise that if their site doesn't offer users what they want easily, they'll go elsewhere. So good web design is now seen as important, and there are lots of people helping companies to do this.
So how do people get into the field of usability?
You need to be comfortable with computers if you're interested in web design, though you don't need to be a programmer. People get into usability from different backgrounds, rather than entering it directly from university. You might have experience in marketing or customer service, or you might have a background in graphic design. These are all common ways into usability.
You will now hear part four again.
This evening, we're talking to usability expert Simon Baldwin. Simon, what exactly is usability?
It's about how objects are designed, and if they're designed in a way that makes them as effective and simple to use as possible. It's about designing from the point of view of the user, rather than creating something that just looks attractive.
Could you give us an example of good design?
Yes, sure. The traditional potato peeler. The old-fashioned knife with a shortish blade at a 90-degree angle and a slot down the length of the blade. You can see by looking at it how it works. People have been using it for years because it's uncomplicated. And it works. It looks unimaginative, but unlike some modern gadgets, it's very easy to use.
What about an example of a poor design?
Yes. I was trying to withdraw money from a cash machine at my bank the other day. They'd changed the order of instructions on the screen so that the most common choices, like asking for money, were at the top of the list, which was great. But the screen had also been changed. It was at an angle that reflected light so badly that it was difficult to see.
What kind of things do you assess for usability?
Well, I used to work with companies making household appliances, but recently usability has become important in software design and websites, which is the area I'm involved in now.
What's the biggest mistake made by website designers?
There are some technical issues which are important, but I suppose, to put things simply, you must be able to find your way around a website easily. Anything that makes this difficult is going to cause problems. People shouldn't rush the planning stage.
Is it a difficult area to find work in?
Quite the opposite, actually. In the past, companies were less concerned about usability, but now they realise that if their site doesn't offer users what they want easily, they'll go elsewhere. So good web design is now seen as important, and there are lots of people helping companies to do this.
So how do people get into the field of usability?
You need to be comfortable with computers if you're interested in web design, though you don't need to be a programmer. People get into usability from different backgrounds, rather than entering it directly from university. You might have experience in marketing or customer service, or you might have a background in graphic design. These are all common ways into usability.
This is the end of part 4.